This is a sound which hasn't been heard in 7 decades. It's nearly a dozen World War II-era B-25 bombers. They're flying over the National Museum of the Air Force in Dayton, Ohio. The handful of still flyable B-25s, including one from Ventura County, are commemorating the 75th anniversary of the historic Doolittle raid on Japan. Mark Russell, who's a commercial airline pilot, is part of the crew which took what's literally a flying museum from Camarillo to Ohio to participate in the special events at the National Museum.
It's really exciting to fly one of these airplanes. It's a heavy airplane to fly. I tell people that it's like parallel parking an 18-wheeler without power steering at times. But it's amazing to be able to get behind the controls of such an iconic aircraft and get to do what we're doing.
April 18th marked the 75th anniversary of the raid, prompting the commemorative event in Ohio. About a dozen of the restored planes, including the one from Ventura County, were on hand for a flyover. The U.S. had been in the war for less than 4 months, and it was going badly, with Japanese forces advancing throughout the Pacific. U.S. planes didn't have the range or nearby bases to strike back at Japan. So, in a daring effort, 16 land-based B-25s with specially trained crews led by Jimmy Doolittle took off from an aircraft carrier, which snuck to within a few hundred miles of the Japanese coastline. The strikes on Tokyo and Yokohama didn't cause a lot of damage, but stunned the Japanese military and raised morale in the U.S. After the war, the military junked most of the twin-engine planes, which are commonly known as B-25s, with the Navy version called PBJs.
This airplane was one of 8 known PBJs that survived the smelter.
Dan Newcomb is with the Camarillo-based Southern California wing of the Commemorative Air Force, a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving and restoring World War II aircraft. Back in the 1990s, they got the pieces of one of the PBJs. Newcomb says the story behind the Camarillo-based plane is amazing. It took volunteers more than 2 decades to restore the plane and get it into flying condition.
The emotions are hard for me to describe because for so many years, I really couldn't let myself believe that this airplane was ever going to fly. So it actually took me a period of time to kind of like believe that I was really seeing this thing flying and really flying in it. It was very emotional.
The project took so long that some of the dozens of people who worked on the plane, many of them retirees, never got to see it fly.
The sad thing about it is several of the people that started working on this airplane way back when, they passed on. You know, and they didn't live long enough to see the airplane fly. When we look at certain structural parts on the airplane, you know, we think of those guys and how much effort they put into it.
Mark Russell, who's one of the B-25's pilots and is with it in Dayton, spent more than 2 decades working on their restoration project.
A lot of people doubted that we'd ever get it flying. They were asking us if it was worth putting the money into it, if it was worth the time and effort. And I kept on trucking, and I had new people join and participate, become part of the team, and what a team we have. See it flying, it's exciting. It's an amazing feeling inside.
The Simi Valley man says for some, the B-25 is a flying history lesson. For others, an ever-decreasing number, it's part of their memories from World War II. He says restoring it was important.
To remember what has happened in the past so we don't repeat the same mistakes. But another thing that has been important to us is the people that we've met along the way. Vern Horton, who was on a TV show with our airplane here recently. Vern is now in his early 90s, and he used to be a gunner radio operator on PBJs. To hear what he went through and to understand all the things that he did during World War II is amazing.
The sole still living survivor of the Doolittle raid, 101-year-old Dick Cole, was on hand for the event in Dayton. The historic B-25 is part of the Commemorative Air Force's collection of a dozen planes at Camarillo Airport. It will return home this coming weekend. The museum is open to the public from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesdays through Sundays. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.